Welcome back. Well, we saw oil prices rise by more than 1% today. This Saudi Arabia announced supply cuts for December, a measure aimed at halting a market slump that's seen crude prices decline by 20% since early October. Jean Schildorp, who's chief commodities analyst at SEB, joins us on the line now with his views on whether the movement we're seeing is warranted or not. Thanks so much, Jean, for joining us today. So we've seen that oil price jump today after Saudi Arabia said OPEC and its partners believe demand was softening enough to warrant an output cut of 1 million barrels a day. What's your reading of the demand scenario these players are catering to right now?
Hey, thank you for having me tonight. And OPEC produced 33 million barrels per day in October, and our forecast is that the amount of oil we need from OPEC next year is around 32 million barrels. So yes, you know, just at this moment, they're producing about 1 million barrels per day more than what's needed next year. So in that respect, you know, they probably need to cut. But I think it's important to the fact, highlighted by Alexander Novak, the Russian energy minister, you know, that we don't really know the balance of the oil market next year. There are so many moving parts, and it's all down to what happens in Libya, Iran, Venezuela, and other regions. I think what the message coming out from Abu Dhabi this weekend was a message that they are willing to cut if needed, mm-hmm. And they can cut if needed.
It is key, Jean, because while OPEC is left adjusting, its own output, which at around 33.3 million barrels a day accounts for roughly a third of global daily supply, production from Saudi Arabia, Russia and the U.S. alone has risen. So do other players on this bandwagon not simply become a whole lot more aggressive to leverage off the rise in prices that do come through?
It is, of course, considerable concern about the strongly rising production in the U.S., where production now is estimated at 11.6 million barrels per day in November versus Russian production in September of 11.4. So the U.S. is above Russian production and just short of Saudi Arabian production at 10.68 million barrels in October. I think, yes, U.S. production is increasing strongly, but it's countered by a significant production declines in other regions. You know, Venezuela, of course, very, very visible as its sort of production is collapsing. And I think, it's important to remember just last week, the International Energy Agency highlighted the fact that the oil market is entering into the red zone with very limited reserve capacity and risk for upside price spikes in case we lose even more supply. So, it's a very dispersed view of the oil market with sort of this rallying production in the U.S. at the same time as we have a more and more fragile supply situation as well.
With so many moving parts to this equation, Jean, implications for the oil price as you see it in the short to medium term?
I think that the most important thing here is that if you look at Saudi Arabia as well as Russia, they are producing at the highest level ever. Saudi Arabia's production in October was definitely highest level ever. It basically means that it's easy for Saudi Arabia to cut back a little if needed, and they definitely will do so in order to protect the downside. So Saudi Arabia and Russia and the other cooperating countries in OPEC and non-OPEC, they have very good control of downside price risk, but they have more limited control on upside price risk. And I think, the key here is they are ready to cut if needed.
Let's leave it there, Jean. Thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. Jean Schildorp is Chief Commodities Analyst at SEB.